when leaders of the animal rights movement agreed May 15th to pay $15.7 million to America's most famous circus, it seemed to be the end of the 14-year-old case. After all, at the case's conclusion, U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia Judge Emmett G. Sullivan bluntly described the suit brought by the animals rights group as groundless and unreasonable from its inception. Chicken plants, high-tech visas, and the immigration dilemma, by Byron York for the Washington Examiner. Haley Barbour, former governor of Mississippi, former head of the Republican National Committee, now a political fixer and influential voice in GOP circles, says he first became seriously interested in immigration policy after Hurricane Katrina. The litmus test this year, officials from those groups' political advocacy arms say, is whether incumbents and candidates support Obama's climate plan. Roadwork nationwide could screech to a halt if Congress doesn't act soon. Congress returns this week to confront the looming expiration of federal funds for highway projects, but there isn't much time to pass legislation. That's left states worried they'll no longer receive federal funding that pays for most state bridge and road repairs. Examiner editorial. Common Core combatants likely agree on few things, but there's one point on which they do. America's public schools are failing and have been for many years. As a result, generation after generation of America's children have graduated from high school ill-prepared for careers and thereby denied opportunities their parents and grandparents took for granted. A year removed from being hailed as the savior of the Republican Party, Marco Rubio's 2016 frontrunner status is questionable, and his position in most early presidential polling is middling at best. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said he will not form a select committee in the upper chamber to examine the fatal terrorist attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, despite a House move to create such a panel. Reid made the announcement after a top GOP senator told the Washington Examiner he plans to formally ask Reid to create a select committee to look into the matter. President Obama plans to cut the U.S. presence in Afghanistan dramatically by the end of the year and announced the next steps in winding down the war in Afghanistan on Tuesday afternoon. John Boehner undergoes medical procedure on back, by David M. Drucker for the Washington Examiner. House Speaker John Boehner on Wednesday was to undergo a previously unscheduled medical procedure on his back, the Ohio Republican's office confirmed. The procedure was only scheduled to keep Boehner away from the Capitol for a few hours. Hello and welcome to Alexander Torrenegra's blog. It's April 30th, 2014, and this article is titled "The Simplest and Most Useful Growth Hacking Tool I've Ever Used," by Alexander Torrenegra. "We're All Conservatives Now on Campus," by Ann Hendershot for the Washington Examiner. Having purged their faculties more than a decade ago of those suspected of conservative leanings, the campus progressives are now going after their own. Haverford College recently disinvited Robert J. Bergineau, the former chancellor at UC Berkeley. A man with impeccable progressive credentials, Bergineau's offense was to allow the Berkeley police to use force against Occupy protesters in Sproul Plaza in 2011. "The Dark Side of Apple's Two-Factor Authentication," by Owen Williams of The Next Web. Earlier this week, a strange message popped up on my Mac that I thought nothing of. "You can't sign in because your account was disabled for security reasons." I dismissed it in my tired haze, thinking it would solve itself, and went to sleep. The next morning, I didn't have time to deal with the message, which was now popping up every half hour for a few hours until it became annoying.